Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest and best pals, Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson. Pete is currently hungover, trying to jam an Oreo out of the packet. Oh, he's actually got it now, and he is eating it, so I'm actually going to do Pete's bit for him. This episode will contain swearing and adult themed and the occasional consumption of alcohol. And if you don't like that...
No alcohol.
If you go out... Yeah, well, not today. Pete's very hungover, but if you don't like that, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I felt weird saying to the listeners, go fuck it, I didn't like that at all. Didn't like it.
Why?
it just didn't feel right coming from my mouth. Now, this is the bonus episode. This is the bonus episode. And I've lost my place. Yeah. Pete, I need you back.
Okay, back in the room. So this is the bonus episode, which is obviously out on Thursday. You can watch this on Sunday, but also tomorrow will be Monday's episode. You'll be able to watch on YouTube tomorrow. Make sure you follow us on Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat and YouTube. Did you do that already? Have I done that again?
No.
Just can't. We say it so much. I just don't know how many times I'm saying it.
Monday, Wednesday.
No.
Oh, shit.
This is why you don't lead the chance. All right, this is why you don't lead the charts, because you get them wrong.
Monday,
Thursday,
Friday, Sunday.
And then what can you do with the other 3 days?
What? Oh, you could have a time off us.
What? Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Well, no, I just wondered if you had any examples of things people could do for 3 days.
Oh, yeah, you can basically not listen to us on the other 3 days, but who would want that? And actually, someone recently said we want daily episodes. I would do that.
I would not. But this is the bonus episode, which means it's all about you, usually.
But
however,
not...
today's bonus episode, I don't really know fuck all about, because today's bonus episode is all about me.
Yes, it is. It is normally about you, the listener, but today, it's all about Peter. Pete's big night out. Now, if you'd listen to the episodes on Monday, then you will know that I actually lost in a vote because I wanted to discuss that in the Monday's episode. And they were like, no, it's big enough and juicy enough to actually have a whole episode revolving around that itself. So we're going to talk about Pete's night out that happened last night. So if you listen to Monday, you'll know that Pete had turned up to my agency's office and he had done a little meeting, well, a big meeting about the Staying Relevant tour. We've got a tour bus, by the way.
I was a genius.
He was told he was a genius by the guy, and he said he'd...
Things that had never been done before.
And people are going to really take you seriously after this.
People are really going to take me seriously after this. I then... ruined that.
Pete.
Pretty sharpish.
Then left that meeting, but hung around the office because he was made aware that later after everyone had finished work, they were going to be partaking in a work pub quiz.
Can I just justify myself slightly? I wasn't just made aware and invited myself. I was invited. I think, was it Charlotte? Was it you that invited me? Yeah. So Chaz invited me. I presume, I think Chaz thought I'd say no, which is why it was that kind of polite, oh, you can come if you want.
And I went, what did you
say? Right then. And she went, and she went, oh.
That's so good, straight down the barrel. Yeah,
I think Chaz was doing like that kind of, oh, why don't you come? Like, he's never going to come to that. And I went, yeah, fuck it. And then she scrambled around trying to add my name to a list.
Oh, no.
And then came back half an hour later and went, your name's on the list. And I thought, wonderful. Where are we going? My name's on the list. A fucking pub quiz? You have to be on a list to go to a pub quiz.
Well, actually, I did see maximum of 10 applicants per team, actually. So, yeah, you were, I believe, a team of 7. I did see on here on the photos. Because what I love so much about when Pete ever has these forays into like this, basically Pete and the team go out sometimes together and I just get constant updates from the team about what Pete's doing, how it's all going. And last night it went very, very well for everyone concerned.
It makes me wonder whether people just come to watch me.
Well, it's funny you say that because Pete shouldn't really have been going to this event. It was an employee-only pub quiz. And when Pete said he wanted to come, they had to hurriedly add another chair. It was very much a panicked, flapped move on everyone's half. Oh, God, Pete's actually coming. What are we going to do? When Pete arrived...
I thought you wanted me to come.
Wait.
How am I only finding this out now?
He had invited himself onto the company.
Start dragging along the fucking stray dog.
Yeah.
That just won't leave you alone because you gave it food once at the table.
Well, that actually did happen after you had done the presentation at the office, because then, as you would have heard in Monday's episode, he then just hung around, sort of wheeling himself around on the chair, having meetings that he wasn't involved in.
No, I just thought I was... After that first meeting, I thought just adding a touch of genius around the office would help. And then when I realised they still had an hour left of work, because I thought presumably we're going to be going to the quiz after this,
yeah.
But it was still 4:30, so people still had an hour left of work. So I went, oh, fuck this. And I went to the pub over the road and sat and had 2 pints of Guinness on my own. Whilst waiting for... That's when I called you.
I was... That's so good.
Because I sat in the pub on my own.
Oh, I love that. And then my favourite thing is that the way it's been described to me about Pete in this office... is that it was actually very much like The Office with Ricky Gervais, where he would just stare at people. Have you ever heard the bit where he goes, Gareth Keenan in the area, and he's like, oh, here, Territorial Army. Apparently Pete was walking around going, yep, that reminds me of my medical recruitment days around here. Got to say, I was making quite a lot of money back then. Oh, is that a pencil case? Yep, I like them. The laughs in the background would suggest that I'm bang on the money here.
I think you're all being very rude.
Let's move on. Because we've already discussed that in Monday's episodes. Now we're going to talk about the pub quiz itself that Peter just invited him on that no one expects him to be at. He was very disappointed at the start because he thought it was a general pub quiz.
Yeah, well, listen, if you go to it, I'm quite good at general knowledge.
Pete was very, very unhappy that it wasn't a general knowledge pub quiz. Mm. It was a music pub quiz.
Yeah, and it's like, and it wasn't even one of them where they ask questions. They play stuff and you have to guess what it like. I'm not fucking Shazam.
Well, you'd like, invite Shazam.
I don't know. Like I know the song, but I don't know fucking, like, you're
but
not.
What I love about this is you'd invited yourself on and now you're complaining about the calibre of pub quiz.
Well, it just
you're not even meant to be there.
It wasn't what I was expecting. And to be perfectly honest with you as well, when we sat down and they tried to hype up what the presents were, like it was, you could win a fucking box of celebrations. Well, what's the point, mate? Oh, there's a shop, I'll buy them.
Do you know what I love? Do you know what Pete is? Oh my God, do you know what Pete is? Pete is the granddad who lived through the war, that is miserable at everything, but when you don't invite him, is really upset. So he's literally, you know he's going to bring a downer, right? But he has to bring him. He wants to be there, but when you turn up, he's like, well, that's shit. Why are we doing that? Who's this prick in the red chinos? And you're like,
I've just read something that I didn't even read.
No, you're not allowed to read it. You're not allowed to read it because you need to answer for your sins. So this is a quote of what people said, what Pete said. It goes, when Pete arrived, he was devastated to learn it wasn't a normal pub quiz. It was a music pub quiz. Pete looked downcast and said, I thought it'd be general knowledge.
Well, I was very disappointed.
He also walked into the room to calls of, that's Sam Thompson's best friend.
Yeah.
Shut up, did that happen? No, it didn't.
I didn't hear that, but fuck me, that's even more embarrassing.
Who said that?
I didn't know that. See what I mean? I told you, I'm the bit on the side, I'm garlic bread. That's all I'm. They were probably hoping you were going to bound through the door after me.
Bound.
And instead, what they got left with was the afterbirth of staying relevant, as opposed to the actual one people wanted.
Pete's turned up. He's pissed off about the music quiz. He wasn't even invited in the first place. That's Sam Thompson's mate. It started badly. And if you're wondering what the random number posted in the group chat was, Sam, but oh, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. I was wondering what, I'm not going to say what it was, obviously, but we have obviously a podcast group chat, and just randomly, out of nowhere, this is really good, actually. At 6:30, no one had messaged numbers, four numbers. It's just written on these cards. It goes, if you're wondering what the random number post in the group was, Sam, it was Pete's pin as he gave his card to buy a round of drinks.
There was a queue, I wanted a fare.
Oh, that's so good.
So I gave it a sapphire, I went, go and get them in. Here's the card. She went, where's the pin? I went, I'll stick it in the group. And she went, you can't put your pin in the group. I went, oh, I couldn't give a fuck.
That is so good. Do you know what? I knew that's what it'd be. I knew instantly that that's exactly what it was going to be.
However, the night got better rapidly at that point for me. It really, the next part of the night made it all worth going.
And that's where, it's like you and producer Charlotte are in sync here, because that's where the next bullet point, but then he found out it was an open bar and he cheered up enormously. Is this true? Did he change completely?
Oh, it was like a light. It's like the light had been switched on, my friend.
So you've come in from a fag, you've walked in, she's handed your card back and gone, it's a free bar. What have you done?
I then pulled the woman over, the lovely lady.
At the pub quiz?
Yeah, who was walking around. And I said, can we get a man a drink? She said, yeah, what would you like? I went, well, I'll have a pint of Guinness, then whatever they're having, and then I want 20 shots.
No.
And she came back with a tray of 20 shots. And she went, yeah, is there anything else? I went, that'll do for now, darling, but keep that Guinness coming. She went, you're not actually supposed to have Guinness at the table, but she went, for you, I'll do it. Didn't she?
Did she love Pete? Did she like Pete?
But Charlotte just stared at me when I was talking to her for some reason, because she went, I've never really seen you interact like that before.
Get Pete with a drink in his hand, right? And he is honestly unstoppable.
So obviously being a pub quiz, you have to have a team name. And it was a struggle thinking of a team. I wanted to call us We Know the King.
God's sake.
But that got outlawed. Outlawed?
Outvoted.
I should have got outlawed. Jesus Christ. They decided with Pete's Angels. That wasn't my choice.
I've been sent this, actually. Team name, Pete's Angels. Team size, 7. Were you the only boy? Was Pete the only boy?
Yes, it was me.
I love that!
It was me and 6 women on our table at the...
But that's where you excel.
At the back of the room.
Just looks after you, don't it?
I said as we were just doing that, I was like, don't call it that, because I don't really want to draw attention to the fact that I'm fucking sat here on a like uninvited work night out. So, obviously, when they handed in... when Saffron handed in the name of us, she'd forgot to hand in another piece of paper. So 2 minutes later, straight on the microphone, and where are Pete's Angels? Because you haven't put in your other piece of paper.
That's so good.
And I literally sat
there. Did you all go, here, over here?
And then everyone went,
was there a woo?
And I was just sat there like, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
This sounds like the most, do you know what this sounds like? The most wholesome night out ever, until it gets a bit weird later, which you're all going to hear about. But what producer Charlotte's done is, she's taken sly videos that Pete hasn't seen. So the first one.
I can't begin to imagine how bad these are.
How the night started. Warming up a little bit.
Oh no.
He's on the inflatable guitar.
Am I singing Backstreet Boys? Oh my good God. Oh, I'm doing air grabs.
Warming up a bit.
Oh, fuck.
Then finding his feet a little bit more. Drums! He's got the drums!
I'm playing the drums on Saffron's head.
He's got the inflatable drums! And he's just pointed. He's pointed the drums when the beat dropped at the jukebox. He's gone, ba 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 ba, jukebox, and carried on. Oh my God. And then we crescendo. He's grabbed the mic and the hands in the air. People are bouncing. Pete's up. My frustrated fears. Oh, he's done the hand across. Oh, what an absolute... That in itself, we can finish the podcast there. We're not going to, but we could finish the podcast there because that is everything. That is everything.
I mean, there were some bits for me that was positives for the night. And I think, you know, I made your night better in some ways based on the fact that we had table service and no one else did. All right. I think that made it a lot easier for us. We didn't have to queue up at the bar. That was very useful. The problem I had with the quiz, Saffron took charge of the writing. My brain doesn't work that quickly. So if I did know something...
Saffron being one of the producers.
Yes. So if I did know something, I would lean in to let her know and not realise that they were three questions down and had moved on from that. I think that one was Boney M. Yeah, no, we've done that. Yeah.
Do you know one of my favourite things is, so Georgia, one of the lovely ladies telling me how this night went down, she went, so the two sort of like people most transfixed by the quiz were Saffron and Pete. Apparently Pete was literally like conferring. Took it so at the start is disappointed that the thing he wasn't even invited on is a music quiz, and by the end is going no, shut up everyone, shut up. I think it's Pink.
I did know that one.
Pete kept saying, "I'm not going to stay here all night." He stayed all night.
Yeah,
and after
I did plan on leaving at about 9 o'clock, and as it turns out, I got home at 7 a.m.
One of my favourite things about this, you know, when you get a person who invites himself on, goes, no, I'm only here for a drink. But in his head, he knew he was going to be there the whole time, but he felt like he had to ease you guys into his presence for the entire night. I'm not going to stay here all night. He stayed all night and after. He also kept trying to go for a smoking break that never came, as he was having the night of his life singing along to French Prince of Bel-Air and joining in with YMCA.
If you've managed
to get Pete to not go for a fag break because he's enjoying the sing-along so much, what a night.
Well, no, the times that I went for a fag break, because there was parts of the quiz, and there was one round in particular, because sort of anything that is after the year 2000, I struggle with. Pre-2000, I'm all right with. 80s and 90s, yeah. But anything post that, I've got no fucking idea who the fuck anyone is.
Mate. We're not even nearly done because it was bar service, but somehow Pete managed to secure table service. We'd spoken about that. This I liked. Pete became very invested in the answers and would lean into producer Saffron and earnestly give the right answer. Earnestly.
Well, like I said, I was about three questions too late for a lot of the answers.
However, anything post 2000 and Pete didn't have a clue. He'd say, that's too modern for me.
Yeah, all that modern stuff. Like, I don't
get it. Post-2000?
Yeah. Well, I don't get all that stuff.
You're not even a boomer.
No, but they're all the fucking rap and all that shit. I don't fucking know it.
All the rap and that shit. Actually, do you know what Pete said to me recently? I think this is very important. Everyone knows. What have you gone up?
Yeah. I've gone up an age bracket on forms.
Yeah.
I'm now in a 35 to 49. Which means my next age bracket will be half a century. I mean, I won't... The worrying thing is I won't make it out of this age bracket.
Well, don't say that, because we need more pub quizzes.
Do you know what I mean? I think this could be my final age.
Sorry, this is the best one. I don't even care. This is the best one in the world. When the quiz master would deviate, Pete would say, shut up and ask the questions.
Well, he was getting fucking right on my tits.
Oh my God.
If you're here to be a fucking quiz master, then your job is to ask the questions. Don't try and make fucking two bob jokes.
So Pete is so invested in the quiz at this point that he's telling the quiz master to shut up and ask the questions. How is he doing it? Give me an example of Pete.
Shut up and ask the questions.
Saffron, have you got the last one, yeah? Because this table next to us are fucking all over us.
Do you know what's going to get really funny about this is as we go through this, just before there was a break before they did the results, to which Charlotte actually came over. I was at the bar and I was doing the usual Pete thing where you see me at a bar and I'm surrounded by a group of people. Charlotte came over just to see if I was okay, because she thought I may have been, I needed help.
Yeah.
And I went, no, I've just bought trash shots. So I was doing shots with a load of people who I'd never met before, randomly at the bar.
Jesus
Which Christ. Is obviously the usual. So I said, Charlotte, no, I'm fine. She came back 30 seconds later with 30 people in a line doing the conga and dragged me away into the conga. I did the conga around a fucking basement bar in Soho.
That is brilliant. You've got to clap that. I cannot even begin to imagine, because I know Pete at the bar, he's there all the time with like people around him. I've seen that a million times. But then for someone to be able to grab Pete and get him into a conga, this is the most wholesome thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well,
it makes me want to cry.
Then it got slightly less wholesome because then we had to sit down for the results. Now, the Insanity team last year won the quiz.
Oh, so they the pressure's
were the,
on.
They were the reigning champions. So surely, you know, with the inclusion of a genius, they were going to do so much better. And obviously I did take it quite seriously.
So where'd you come?
So there was 14 teams.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot. So there was a lot of competition. We were 11th.
No, shut up. You won it last year, you came 11th. How disappointed was Pete, really annoyed?
Yeah, at that point, that's when I suggested, well, let's leave those strings.
And that, I think, is where we move on.
Yep.
I actually can't believe you caught up in the conga, though.
Oh, I just want to point out as
well. What was he like on the conga?
Enthusiastic.
How long did it take for Pete to get dragged into the conga? Was it instantly? Did he say no? Or was he like, oh, okay, fine? Got absorbed into the conga. So brilliant.
So we're going to leave the quiz bit there. The only final part I'm going to say about the quiz is that the winning team won a fucking space hopper.
And what did you try and do to it?
I burst it.
Pete tried to pop it with a fork because he hadn't won. Bear in mind, this is the same Pete Wicks who, again, wasn't invited. Has got everybody hammered, done the conga, tried to pop one of the things, told the quizmaster to fuck off and hurry up with the questions.
So, at this point, I was a little bit disappointed that we hadn't won the quiz. So I thought, what's going to cheer me up?
Well, what then followed is production trying to drop Pete off at Stringfellas, which Pete we'd kept trying to justify with, it's just one drink. It's quiet at this time of night. It's near to the train station. It would be funny for the podcast for you to see me walk in. It would be good for you to see my home. Do you know what I love about that? Pete's, like, attempt to get people into his seedy little establishment. No, we're only going to have one drink.
No.
We're only going to have one drink. Wait, guys, no, it's fine. It's actually not even, it's empty on a Thursday. Just bring it in. No, it'll be fun for the podcast. Bring it in. Needless to say, the team went in. Seeing Pete arrive in Stringfellas was incomparable. A king returning to his castle, a bird returning to its nest, a beached whale being thrown back into sea. Essentially, Pete had arrived home. He knew everyone on the tour and the waves parted as he was allowed in. Production waved Pete off and watched him scurry up the steps. Here ends Pete's night at the pub quiz. So that's not strictly true, is it?
No, but I also want to ask a couple of questions here. You've obviously spent an awful long time comparing me to a beached whale who has been thrown back into the sea and all the rest of
it. Fucking brilliant.
But that's not technically true, is it, of the night?
So what actually happened, Pete?
So, although Chaz has decided to throw me under the bus and finished her story off with, and we watched him scurry up the steps.
Did he do that? I bet he did scurry up the steps.
Well, let me tell you.
Like a little squirrel up a tree.
When I scurried up the steps, I wasn't fucking alone. Because Chaz and the entire team came rolling in there with me.
sat down and they feasted themselves on kamikazes. Absolutely loved it. Even had a tour of the downstairs.
I heard about this.
Even had a tour of the downstairs. The VIP rooms, the karaoke room, and the fucking cellar. So scurrying Pete up the steps wasn't on his fucking own, was he, Chaz? So that one dreak turned into multiple rounds of kamikaze shots.
Pete's Angels, the pub quiz team, got given a tour.
11th place. 11th place
pub quiz team. The most homely, wholesome team we have, ended up getting given a tour of Stringfellas.
It was a fabulous night. Fun was had by all. And then they slowly started leaving me.
That is obscene.
Because that's the point, I should have gone home.
For everyone listening to this episode, you have to wait for all the clips to come out on Instagram, because we're going to clip. We have so many videos. When we talk about Pete singing karaoke songs from their guitar, we have videos. When we can piece together this night, we have footage. So it's, trust me, just wait. You are going to die.
It was a good night. The number roll call came into action again.
Did it?
Yep.
So if you didn't know this, by the way, Pete likes to incorporate a numbers system in when he goes out with a group of ladies who he cares a lot about. He would die for any of these ladies.
With you, though.
Oh, God, here we go.
Two things then, actually, because that's how I did it. The first one was the hiding of shots, because she literally was hiding it behind an ice bucket. And I went, what are you doing? No, the second one is, what did I ask you to do when you left?
Message him when you got in safe. I bet that's what it was.
And the only one, I said, all of you need to fucking tell me what you're doing and make sure you get home. And the only person that did was Georgia.
So Pete is a very, very chivalrous man. And he looked after the entire team impeccably, like he always would, even though he wasn't invited. Like he always would. And they have all said to me individually that they had the best night out in an incredibly long time. So a massive round of applause for Pete Wicks's big night out.
I then bumped into my friends and went out till 7 a.m.
Yeah, see, that's
why I feel that's where.
And we won't discuss that.
We certainly will not be discussing that. But you were sorely missed, Sam. We remembered you on the night out, just not in the meetings.
Oh, thank you. I will take that, to be fair. Thank you so much for listening to Staying Relevant, the bonus episode, probably the best bonus episode I think we've ever done, with Pete Wicks and his sidekick, Sam Thompson, because you are 2024 iconic Peter James Wicks. Now, to feature in this podcast, you got email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. We talk about all of your messages in, and the listener letters are getting better and better, so we're really liking that. Please do subscribe and follow so you're first to know of each drop of each episode and each video.
Very good. I think you've done it all there, mate.
No, because you know what you got to say. Monday.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. I was mesmerised by your...
Rate and leave 5 stars.
Until that bit.
Yeah.
You got excited. But the bit you did before that, mesmerised. So every Monday, the main episode comes out. Every Thursday is the bonus episode, which is this one you're listening to right now. And then tomorrow, which is Friday, YouTube of Monday's episode. And on Sunday will be this episode on YouTube. So that's Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Like Sam said, rate, review and do all that sort of stuff. And next week, the bonus episode will be back to being about you, because I have been bullied enough.
And you are just a pub quiz legend.
Insanity Group.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.